got the biggest. He's got the biggest.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday. Which way should I steer? The beat keeps knocking down my rib, you hear it? Curving like a motherfucker swerving. Hope I don't screw up in my 95 Suburban. In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, WineCellarMedia.com, William J. Black ass motherfucker, let's get right down to the fuck. Jesus fucking Christ, a lot of shit going on today. You know what, I'm not gonna, okay, coming down the pike, not today, but we gotta talk about a study that talks about women's orgasms, which it sounds like a corny segment that would be on the second hour of the Young Turks, but like it's the way two specific groups of folks responded to it: a writer in the Cosmopolitan magazine, and of course how men's rights activists responded to a writer in the Cosmopolitan magazine. When really, how come I don't give a fuck what either of them have to say? Let's just hear what the scientists who did the study have to say, and if any of the subjects want to speak, let them speak on what it was like being a part of the experiment. All right, but I'd like to go over their responses. All right, everything is bad. That's why we have an extended trigger warning at the beginning of the program. All right, so let's just get right down to the fuck. Let's go over to Omaha, Nebraska. All right, so a teenager threw a newborn baby out the window and needs to start getting therapy, a judge said Friday, and she isn't getting it while in a youth center. Now, off scratch, I didn't even, Phoenix Kalita linked me to this. I didn't even pre-read it. I want to know, like, pregnant by who and how old was the person that got her pregnant?
Well, I haven't read the whole story either. I stopped when I saw her picture.
Oh, yeah, because she's a Becky and she got 1 year.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the offspring died. I mean, thrown out the window of a vehicular.
Yeah.
Out the window and needs to start a... Wait, out the window of a vehicular? Oh, yeah, they got pictures of the scene. All right, so Douglas County Juvenile Court Judge Christopher Kelly. No relation. That was the name of the one from Criss Cross that died. Ordered Antonia Lopez to be placed on probation live in an Omaha group home, take part in individual and family therapy, delete her Facebook account, and perform 50 hours of community service. The judge added that he wasn't sure anyone ever put such an incident behind them. Lopez is 16, gave birth in the early hours of September 30th at her apartment in the Kellum Knowles complex near 25th Avenue and Cumming Street. After throwing the baby out a second floor window, Lopez told her mother what she had done. What was going on in this kid's life before this?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. And I mean, obviously, like, this, even though this kid's name is Lopez, like, this is way Becky. Like,
yeah.
You may have some sort of Hispanic that, you know, what folks might was categorized as Hispanic heritage.
Yeah.
But you're Baquita.
Well, yeah, and I think that's something that is not often addressed when it comes to, like, Latino and Hispanic identities, is that there was, like, hella European immigrants in the 1900s who just migrated over there. And then, you know, they have names now that are very Latino, but they are, like, third generation from Germany, third generation from Switzerland, from Sweden, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, people with last names like Garcia Lopez Perez, but very, very white, and she looks like that.
Yeah, like, even, like, I have coworkers that, like, I look at them, and it's like, you look fucking Scottish, right? Like,
yeah,
they look straight up white, and even when I hear them speaking Spanish... And I'm talking specifically about the ones that are femme, red as woman individuals. And I hear them speaking Spanish, and they still have, like, a Becky accent.
Yeah.
Like, they sound Becky. Well, like, they've internalized it.
Well, that's, like, usually because it's a class thing. They come from a background that has more money, so they have naturally a different accent than people in other parts of Spanish-speaking countries.
Right.
But yeah, like, her name is Antonio Lopez, but if somebody told you her name was, like, Jennifer Kaufman, you'd be like, yeah, sure, I could see that.
Now, this Lopez was initially charged with, as an adult, with one count of felony child abuse resulting in death. She faced 20 years to life in prison if convicted. In February, the case was transferred to juvenile court, and Lopez admitted to the crime. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein said that his office agreed to move the case from district court after weighing the teenager's mental state, actions, and lack of a criminal record. Is anybody going to investigate the... I want to know if this is an impoverished neighborhood, systemically impoverished, and what's going on with this family background. What the fuck is happening in that apartment? What the fuck is going on in her school if she is enrolled and or attending? You know, like, what the fuck is going on? You know, and that's just me talking about a kid, you know. At the same time, like I said before, like, if this, like, with that same last name, if she was colored like you,
would be serving 25 years at charged as an adult for murder.
Yeah, stuck with that, or darker than you, and not with a Hispanic name, but last name, you know, in pick a plantation, you know, right. pick one.
Jefferson, yeah. Jackson, Washington, Hamilton, yeah.
Yeah, like, a lot of niggas with these names. Moore, Miller, you know.
Also, I see, like, a very interesting line. They say that the baby was 14 inches long and weighed 2 pounds. That is a very small child. Like, average live birth weight is about 7 pounds, and a baby should be about maybe 18, 19 inches long. That is a very small baby. So I almost wonder if she was, like, delivered prematurely or was getting prenatal care. If there was some sort of, like, you know, issue with the pregnancy. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She's pregnant now? Wait, an autopsy later determined that Lopez had been pregnant for 25... Yeah, 28. Wait, how long is it? Wait, 20, is 28 weeks, 9 months? My brain isn't clicking right. Wait, no. Wait, yeah, 9 times 4. What the fuck? That's 36.
You typically deliver between 38 and 40 weeks.
Okay, so this was an early drop.
Yes.
All right, I said that. That sounded callous, right? It was an early drop. All right, Jesus fucking Christ. That our neighbors are strange. Right? And it was weird. Like, I would have told him there, but then she's there, so then it's like...
Yeah,
and the thing is, I don't know how much of a... Okay, so this is what's going on. We thought about getting the reefer, and we were like, nah, we don't want to do that. We don't feel like it. We're in our 30s, and it ain't worth the dadgummit risk, right? And, but before we decided it ain't worth the risk, she talked to the creepy neighbor man about it, and then it went, so now he knows when I'm at work, so he just sits knocking on the fucking door while Phoenix is not answering it, and Phoenix wants me to tell him to not do that, and I don't know the level of which, you know... All right, black audience, y'all gonna know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know the level of which fucking ignorant-ass, dipshit, dumb ghetto nigga this is, right? Like, he's in this suburb with us, but I don't know how much of his fucking bullshit he dragged in with him.
Right.
I mean, we don't know
the backstory.
Yeah, like, he's still saying shit like, yo, white homegirl look good. That sounds like a bullshit nigga to me, all right? And, And he was standing next to the woman he was with. So I was like, you know what? I know how that'll read. If I tell him that now, right in front of her, he's going to see that as snitching on me, dog.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, I don't need that fucking right here where, like, fucking we all lay our heads.
And plus, if she has that same level to her, she might get mad at you, too.
Oh, like, well, you trying to break up my thing.
Yep.
Right, and
so,
and yeah. then there's the colorism, right? Because then yeah. she gonna look at you yeah. like, so you think you good because you with right because you freckled up over here. Oh shit. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the sad thing, because like, they're black and we're black. I want a coalition build,
but not with them.
No Mm-mm. Jesus Lord. All right, what? Well, judge approves $97 million settlement to replace Flint's water lines. Lisa put that one in there. I actually... Oh, we covered that?
We covered it yesterday.
Okay. Damn. These days fly by fast. I was about to say out my face, I never read that story yet.
Well, it wasn't that one. It was from a different source. But yeah, we did cover the settlement.
And then, well, you know what? I'm not going to cover this. I just... The headline enough, it amuses me. Embattled DNC asks all staffers for resignation letters. Apparently Tom Perez went around and had listening sessions all over the country. Okay. And then just asked all fucking, all, I guess, in the District of Columbia staffers to just turn in letters of resignation. It's like, is that going to make you win? What the fuck is like...
I just think that's interesting because they just got done being mad at Trump because... Trump administration wanted all the judges or all the lawyers to resign, and they fired that one dude who was investigating. Remember? I can't remember his name now.
Oh geez, Nunes? Nunet? Was that?
No,
it?
No. Man, they ain't
There's too
rid
many
of
these fucking
yet.
Name, man. That too many of these fucking people.
With Trump, he said he met with Trump in a clandestine meeting on the White House lawn to exchange information. Take that how the fuck you will.
All right, you know what? And it's Tuesday. I think I want to skip big gay news and the green news report. I don't know. Maybe skip them, maybe not. All okay. right, let's fucking let's lighten the shit up and go over to fucking Lance Wow Now.
Oh,
Wall
God.
Now. What? These are the folks. I don't cover these guys much because if I covered all of these fucking, particularly evangelicals, it's just homophobia, and it gets redundant. And I mostly cover these guys because they say ridiculous things that you don't argue with because they're in their echo chamber and they would never interact with me ever. These yeah. people would never talk to me, right? So Lance Wall now, he believes in certain types. Okay. I tell you what.
Now, see, I wish I would have known that we were going to do this one, because I would have told you to cue up that Patton Oswalt bit.
Oh, Sky Cake.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was on, I heard that when you were sleeping. You had it on. And I heard that last night when I came in, and I was like, oh, that's really funny, actually.
Yeah. Fucking, All right, so he's going to tell you about sex workers, in more or less words,
mm-hmm.
and cake. Now, this was from a week ago, right? So, I'm giving you the week ago and then the update, because I wasn't going to deal with it until I saw the update, and I was like, it's even funnier to me.
Oh my God. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
All right. So, fucking, wait a second. So, now when I go for that, link, it doesn't do me justice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's okay. All right, so Lance Wall now, he's going to tell you how it goes down.
I read a testimony today about an owner of a...
All right, he read a testimony today. All right, his audio is fairly low. Let me make sure I have it as cracking as pos, right? Like that Brother Lynch in the background. Here we go.
A bar who is gay. I read a testimony today about an owner of a bar who is gay. And this is crazy. Now, I'm not saying this is going to work for you.
Oh, as long as you already know it's crazy.
They were in his bar.
Wait a second. What? Hold on. Now, we're not ableist over here. All right? And neither is he.
Really?
No, he was... What?
He's not... Okay.
He was talking about snacks. He misspoke trying to say craisins.
raisins.
Yeah, cranberries and raisins. All right, then. Now, he's going to tell you now. And then, like you said, it might not work for you. Which, and again, if it doesn't work for you, that's your fault. Pray harder. Here we go.
I'm saying this is going to work for you. But some hookers that were in his bar got saved.
All right. Which, you know what? Swerfs, listen up. If you're a swerf, listen up. You're going to find out. You want to save them. But you don't want to be saved. All right. Only the black people got that. Here we go. All right.
That were in his bar got saved. And they got saved because one of the guys who used to hang out there got saved. And they baked a cake for the owner of the bar, who was gay. And
all right.
Wait, who baked the cake?
I think it was
the sex workers or the saved man?
Yeah, let's run that back and see. Who baked this cake?
They baked a cake. Saved. They baked a cake. They got saved because one of the guys who used to hang out there got saved.
Okay, so they got saved because another guy out there got saved. So he saved them. So first off, Swerfs, back off. Only a Christian man that is saved can save, prostituted women. Okay, Swerfs? Are you paying attention?
They baked a cake for the owner of the bar, who was gay and very adamantly anti-Christian. And they basically prayed over the cake. It was an
What? They prayed over the cake. When you have ex-sex workers that were saved by a man as God intended, their prayers are even more powerful. Because think about it, if you're a sex worker, particularly if you provide heteronormative full services, you have come in contact with so many men that all that manpower, and God is a man, that you now have godly power within you. And once you use that power for Jesus, you can do such things like this to a cake.
You better watch yourself. You're 2 seconds away from being a hotep. Because there's a hotep theory that women should not engage in sex with multiple men because every time a man ejaculates anywhere during a sex act, his semen stays in you and alters your DNA for 7 years.
Well, and think about it like it. And then think about all the times that men ejaculate and how many sperm cells that is that go on to die and not become like full human beings. Mm. That's a lot of dead children. So you have all these angels lifting you up. Right? So like sex workers just walk on wings all day. That's what I'm talking about.
Who needs Red Bull?
There's your campaign slogan.
Basically prayed over the cake. It was an anointed cake.
Woo!
Anointed
cake. He looks like he's trying to do a Jack Nicholson impression with his face and it's not working. Mm.
And they made the cake and gave it as a gift. And when he ate the cake,
yeah,
I know this is strange. This is Ed Silvoso's testimony. It's not mine. The power of God hit him while he was eating the cake.
Blam!
And he went back to the guy at the bar and that had given it to him, that he knew it got religion. And he said, "What the heck?" He said, "I had a weird experience eating your cake." And he said, "Well, that was the presence of God."
What the heck? What in the holy heck, darn golly gee whiz, I had a weird experience with your cake.
I have the mind of like a 10-year-old right now.
What?
So he had an experience eating another man's cake, did he?
Hey. Hey. Eating some cake. You know? They used to call it tossing salad. Now it's eating some cake.
Eat the cake. It went from tossing salads to eat the booty like groceries to eat the cake.
Yep.
The anointed.
And if you're in Germany, there's a lot of frosting on that cake. Oh, I'll tell you, put.
Wow.
That there's the devil's food cake, boy. All right, where do these episodes go? They start out so serious. Real analysis on poverty and
massage door, the environment. mouths and cake.
See, and that's why I can't cover all these evangelicals, because then it's just a whole bunch of fucking, it gets too jokey.
Although I will say, in our defense, at least we're not conspiracy theorists, because all of a sudden we didn't turn this into Cake Gate, like Pizzagate, okay?
Whew.
We know we're being silly.
No, well also, and really to have a good gate, I think you need, like, Water. Ma'am. the word before it needs to end in like a real draggy consonant letter or be two syllables and end in a vowel. Like, that's why Pizzagate, like, it flows, right? Yeah. Or like I've been telling Democrats, you know, stop with the Rush Gazian Vladgate, you know, because that D, it hits, you know, Vladgate. All right, here we go. He's got 22 more seconds on this.
He ends up leading the guy to the Lord and baptizes him. And when he gets baptized, the guy...
All right. That's what you do with it. Have a good time. Another failure. Eat his cake. And then you turn around and you're like, go ahead and baptize me on down, brother. You had a couple of bears. Don't let them go. I'll sit down in the bathtub and don't do this like gentlemen. I got some homemade soap from Famous Collator.
I gets delivered. And the spirit that was working him got broken off.
The spirit that was working him got broken off. Now he's using black people vernacular for this. He's working him with that spirit and broke him off, man.
Baptizes him. And when he gets baptized, the guy gets delivered. And the spirit that was working him got broken off. I'm telling you, it's a story.
It is a story.
Now, of course, people heard him say those words and promptly said, ha ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha.
Is that all they said? Because the internet is a cruel and savage place.
Hell, listen to all the shit we just said.
Woo.
So now he comes back because he has a response to you going, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, at him. How dare. So here he is again.
Tell me about the sky cake.
Big piece to miss in the story, right?
Alright, so a big piece is missing in the story. Y'all folks like that Snoop Dogg in the background. Yeah. Mm.
So now the manager gets saved because he has a supernatural experience. Now Joey baptizes him because that's what he read in the book of Acts. He takes the new convert to the beach. He immerses him three times. Kabung, kabung, kabung. Once for each person.
Kabung, kabung, kabung. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Somebody GIF that shit. Kabung, kabung, kabung.
Because that's what he read in the book of Acts. He takes the new convert to the beach. He immerses him three times. Kabung, kabung, kabung. What? Three times. Kabung, kabung, kabung. What? Times. Kabung, kabung, kabung. What? Three times. Kabung, kabung, kabung. What? Three times. Kabung, kabung, kabung. What?
That shit is hot. Yeah, that's the heat right there.
For each person in the Trinity, since he read that it had to be done in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that's how he did it. Now, as soon as the now ex-gay man came up from the waters, he was struck by the power of God, evicting the demonic forces that had controlled him for so long, and rewiring...
Why does he have his face down like he's reading a script, though?
Yeah, like... If I saw some shit like that happen, it would... Oh, I guess it's a testimony he heard. Well, if I actually believed some shit like that, I'd memorize the funk out of it.
Mm. ...his psyche correctly to enable him to feel congruent like a man again. Full of joy and wonder, he asked Joey, what do we do now? So you see, they were not quoting me correctly in the Huffington Puffington Push.
They
the
put the
Huffington Puffington Post.
The Huffington Puffington Post. The mouse done singing a ghost. Oh my fucking God. Is this guy serious, man? You can't say that as an adult.
You're not quoting me correctly in the Huffington Puffington Post. Correctly in the Huffington Puffington Post. In the Huffington Puffington Post. In the Huffington Puffington Push. In the Huffington Puffington Push. Times. Kabung, kabung, kabung. Once per...
Also, I will low-key note, I caught it when he snuck it in there that gay men aren't real men. I caught it.
Yeah, something about that. Congruent.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, niggas be slick using words I don't know and shit. I still get the context, you funny style motherfucker.
They were not quoting me correctly in the Huffington Puffington Push. Then push. Then push.
Okay, I'm done.
Because the guy...
But nigga, they linked the video of you saying the words out of your face, so the people, it's not like people just read the article, because when it comes to folks like you, dear sir, I'm acting like he's never gonna hear me. When it comes to folks like him, people are gonna click the video because it's funny.
And all ridiculous, right? And out fucking outrageous.
Yeah, deal with the fact that people outside of your echo chamber are gonna laugh at you. They're all gonna laugh at you. I like it because you're doing it because the movie Carrie. I'm doing it because the Spice One album that sampled the movie.
Which I have heard, thank you very much.
Oh, Into the Mind of a Sick Nigga. Bloody Uzis and open caskets, all that good shit.
I didn't get delivered. Here's tomorrow's outrage of the week.
Anybody outraged at you? We're laughing. Jesus, you told us to get a sense of humor. Say get right, isn't that what right wingers said? Get a sense of humor, lefties.
Don't
we're laughing
so fragile,
at you.
You snowflakes.
All right, well, why are you mad? Because we laughing, MGTOW. Men go in their own way. I guarantee you, if got with one of the homegirls and was like, let's prank him, go over there and hit on him, see how much of going his own way he really is. Niggas be fronting.
Ex gay guy ends up getting delivered by water baptism, not by the cake. So, Joey and his child, like, this is what delivered.
Nigga, you said he was delivered by the cake because he had a spiritual experience eating that man's cake.
Yeah,
because
the cake was anointed.
You fucking said that.
You said that the fucking, that the wing walking sex workers, which is a great TV show, that they prayed over it and anointed that cake.
Quote, get it straight. They got hung up on the cake, which was actually a lawyer, not homosexual. Once again, fake news from the Huffington Puffington Post and the
what
Dallas
the
News.
What is wrong with this
1,000
man?
Twitter fades.
Twitter fades.
Hold up.
Twitter fades. All nigga, right. My nigga.
Hold up. Did you peep the tone? All right, now, I don't think Gaydar exists.
Oh, right. I've been thinking Gaydar since the first video.
Okay, but I don't think it exists, right? Like, but again, there's some tone sometimes.
From the Huffington Puffington Post and the Dallas News and 1,000 Twitter fades and 1,000 Twitter fades and 1,000 Twitter fades.
If you folks could see the jazz hands he was busting on that shit.
I mean, I don't know if he's gay or not, but I will say, while watching the first video, he struck me as... the entire thing seemed very homoerotic to me.
Okay, so he's...
femme, maybe?
Yeah, maybe femme. Yeah, I don't know. Man, I wish these niggas could work it out and let go of that Jesus bullshit. God damn. Jesus fucking y'all niggas up. You could be out having a fucking blast.
Yeah.
Hell, even if... I don't know, man. I can't help these niggas. These niggas can't be fucking helped. Yeah, so we should get to the shit. Actually, before we... Because I think the main shit is the, Actually, we don't have a fucking main thing for this show. We're just running through the shit. But the thing that everybody's gonna be talking about is, Bill O'Reilly, Eric Bolling, and Maxine Waters. That's gonna be the main thing. That's like, Rachel Maddow just might fucking take off her combat boots for this one. You know, when I say take off, or somebody might not understand that because you might be a fucking MSNBC echo chamberist. Rachel Maddow been dumping on Russians since November 8th. She's been just blasting on the Ruskies. It's reached a point where, let's keep in mind, I still subscribe to the podcast of her show. So I hear the full episode's audio with no commercials. Ha ha ha. And fucking... like, it's reached a point where she's, like, covering Russian politics as if we're gonna go over there and vote.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this much. I don't give a shit who's corrupt over there. This nigga's corrupting the party that you shill for, nigga.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was not a lesbian joke. That was an observation about her. recent.
Yeah. I think I started out explaining that and then tangented out of it. Yep, that's how it goes. I don't know why the fuck people listen to me. It's 2017. We're moving into 5 years of you people listening to this shit. Why do you... I don't know if we talked about this on the program or if we were just talking. It's like, yo, we used to do... When I first started rocking, we were rocking for 3 fucking hours.
Yes, 3 hours of horrible bad news.
Yeah, like, and I was the host.
Yeah.
What were you doing that for, folks? All right, fine. All right, so Fox and Friends, they're... And I get exactly what they're doing, right? Because the title of this one as the... this is a straight-up Democrat website. Like, this is not an actual leftist website. And the title they put was Fox and Friends Blast Freedom Caucus over AHCA. And that's because, as folks probably know, those Freedom Caucus niggas, they're the ones that are like, nope, we just want repeal, no replace, right? They're like me, because fucking I can't afford it. Like, it, no matter what they do, they're fucking my shit up. You know, so the freedom, but I'm not doing for those reasons. I'm doing it just because stop taking money out of this household. We're poor. But they're doing it because, you know, they fucking, anything that's like the socialism ain't no good. So that's why the Freedom Caucus is against it and Rand Paul with them.
And anything that helps people is socialism.
Yep. Anything. You don't help people. Your fucking coworker is like, hey, can I borrow a pen? No, go to the supply room, socialist.
Yeah. Well, actually, it should be, why didn't you bring your own pen? Don't you want to succeed in life?
Which, and you know what? I don't have that in my head. But, you know, as I went into my adulthood, it was kind of before smart devices. And I get bugged by adults that don't leave their house with an ink pen. Like, that legitimately bugs me. And you know what? It bugged me before that because, like... You know, like, what, like a student in school, you know, and there can be a class analysis to this, but you didn't bring a motherfucking ink pen to school, nigga? Mm. You didn't bring an ink pen to school? Because I see you got on them cross-color jeans. And it is 1991, so it's not like this some old shit. But you didn't bring a pen.
It reminds me, speaking of which, we need to go over that bill with them, with the... ISPs. Apparently, one of the leaders on that bill is a certain person from Kentucky who's supposed to be a libertarian.
And ISPs are internet service providers. Hibby flibby do. Which Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and Google should all be registered as. Those platforms are so huge that they should be ISPs. Like, think about how much fucking content they fucking hold. Like, there's just videos up there. Yeah. Videos take up a lot of space. Then you got high-definition videos that take up even more space. Right? Those 4080p and all that shit. Mm-hmm. All right. Fox and Friends Blast Freedom Caucus over AHCA. Yeah.
Respect is, but I watched all the Sunday shows, and I think one thing is pretty clear. They did not do a good job selling the program to the American people. So if President Trump got his plan and they had their moment and they said, here it is, then they'll turn around and over the weekend it would have been Democrats saying 17% of the country approves of Trump care /Ryan care. How are you going to deal with this? And then Paul Ryan will say, you know, that's not the exact plan I proposed. The Freedom Caucus will say, I had given in. And probably President Trump says, you know, this is their plan. It would have been an orphan. So... Sure. I know one thing.
This shows how political this shit is. That fucking... It just immediately gets named after a person.
Yeah.
Right? Like, fucking... Like, at least with Barry, it was just him being a corporatist. And it was like, give it a name like the Affordable Care Act. He didn't call it Obamacare. They did because they make shit political. Trumpcare, whatever.
Because they knew they could get people to be opposed to it if it was Obamacare because nigger...
Yep, and then they try to make people be for it because it's Trump care, or try to make people to the right of Trump be for it because it's Ryan care.
Yeah.
You know, because people that are, you know, like Republicans that don't like Ryan because he's been shown to be a sellout since 2012.
Yeah.
No, my bad. 2010. He's been shown to be a sellout since 2010. And fucking. What the fuck? My brain broke. Oh, they called it Ryan Care because they wanted other hardcore libertarian-leaning Republicans to be like, fuck it. Fuck yeah. That.
Which, I think that was my favorite thing about the ACA repeal, though, was they were like, repeal Obamacare, I just need to keep my ACA. Like,
What, Kentucky Exchange.
Kentucky Exchange, ACA, yeah. Whatever the fuck they have it in Tennessee.
Yeah, like they call it by their own state thing when a governor gets involved with it. Yeah, fucking, you know, and then just tangenting more on the Paul Ryan thing. Like, one thing, like, in 2010, like, when Barry, you know, got money together to give to states that needed help, Paul Ryan went and asked for some of that money, and, like, and more to the right Republicans, which that's what libertarians are. People act like libertarians are middle of the road. Libertarians are to the right of Republicans. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they're fucking harsh. And they went after him about that. Like, I remember, like if folks that know about Mark Levin and his program, like, he had people calling in saying, he's not the new fucking young gun. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. You know, even though they can't curse on that show, that's the direction they were going with it. Yeah, so that's what happened. It was part of the stimulus package, that's it. And Biden hit Ryan on that in the vice presidential debates in 2012. Hit him on that because he was like, you actually hit me up directly, homeboy. Nigga, like, you hit me up directly for that, for them paper stacks, fool.
But niggas won't talk shit.
Yeah, I mean, we both Catholic, nigga, but I think abortions are awesome. That's kind of, I think he said something like that. Didn't he come out where, what's the name of the Catholic hat? It's almost like their own yarmulke. You never seen the Catholics with their little hat?
Like, the members of clergy have hats.
Shit, Biden must be a clergyman.
No, he's not a clergyman.
Nigga, he was rocking the hat. You don't remember that shit?
No.
Yeah, like, go look at that.
The Pope hat is called a mitre, I believe. Like, they have their
go
very...
Go look that. Biden was rocking it. He was rocking that fucking thing. All right. 32 seconds in, we turned it into another segment about hats.
Because that's what we do.
Be able to get through any presidency... Anytime, I don't care how charismatic the man or woman is, unless people somehow compromise. Mm-hmm. They have to understand that they're not up there just to get their own way.
Or you've really got to make the case, because the swamp is deep. It's not going to change instantly. Just because Donald Trump was elected doesn't mean the process has all changed. The special interests, the pettiness, the messiness of Washington is never going to change. So you better have the votes and the people behind you to get it done. Otherwise, you will get caught up in the muck.
Well, and you want to compliment that the people who are in Washington that are doing this for the people. You know, you have the Freedom Caucus, and they're getting a lot of blame because of this. But yet, in their heart of hearts, they believe they're doing the right thing, and they're thinking about the people and their constituents.
Well, then work, to me, knowing you're doing the right thing, yeah, here's an example. If you want to do the right thing, you can work in a soup kitchen, you could go to a children's home, but when you're there...
Angus said, if you want to do the right thing, it's a healthcare bill, and he's saying, hey, this isn't the space where you do the right thing. Nigga. And then he said, go work in a soup kitchen, like Paul Ryan did. Again, Paul Ryan's name, because remember that shit where Paul Ryan just went there and basically just took a picture holding the dish with a perfectly clean apron? Mm-hmm. It wasn't a speck of nothing on that fucking apron. Not one spot of chili, not even mustard, nigga. And I know you white, you couldn't even get mayonnaise on the motherfucker. Come on, man.
But I also love how they're like, it's the right thing to go to a soup kitchen or to go to a volunteer to children's hospital. However, not the right thing is giving healthcare that keeps people out of soup kitchens and children's hospitals. Like,
the nigga said, fuck healthcare and hospital in the same segment. And again, this is only an audio program. There's no Facebook Live, but goddamn. And his face looks like. His face looks like he saw the irony and still doesn't understand it.
He looks like somebody who's a serial killer and the cops just showed up at his door and he's trying to figure out how much they know.
Huh.
That's what he fucking looks like.
Mouth hanging open. Where the fuck are your eyebrows, sir? Alright. Right, he got that Goldberg face, nigga.
I mean, he almost has lips. He had to pick one. Eyebrows are almost lips.
Holy shit. Yeah, it's like he has like a bottom lip, and then like he stuck something behind his top lip to poke it out. Yeah,
maybe that's where his eyebrows are.
Like a small hair curler. Like he got done curling his hair and then stuck it under his lip.
Oh, that's where his eyebrows are.
Oh, ew. See, he shaves off his eyebrows, rolls them up in a zigzag, and sticks it behind his lip. That's a wild ass dude.
I mean, that's how he gets ideas of how to kill children in hospitals. Gets the creative juices flowing.
All right, fuck this segment. I'm out. Jesus Christ. So, and we're back to Fox and Friends over here, right? So, and like I said, folks, fucking, I actually went, like, while niggas was putting up yo auntie memes, I actually went and looked at her voting record, and Maxine Waters has a clean, crispy, anti-corporate, anti-war voting record. Clean, pro, you know, marriage equality and that whole business voting record. You know, like, she has a clean record. You know,
will always be on the right side of history kind of voting record.
Yeah, you goddamn it right. Right, and so that's why I'm in favor of Maxine Waters, not just because she black, right, nigga? Fucking Ben Carson black, nigga.
Oh.
Right?
He was wearing a yarmulke, nigga.
Most hoteps are black. We've seen white teps. We've seen bro teps.
Snow
We've
teps.
I like bro.
I like snow teps.
I know. No, you and your team.
Yes.
You and your whole squad. Keeping it gangster.
Squad goals.
I don't even know what that is, squad goals. Like, that sounds like something a PE teacher says. Come on, what's your squad goals for today? Come on, team, we gotta get some squad goals. Fucking, alright, so, yeah, so Maxine Waters is clean. And I think that even with this story, I think they should start running Maxine Waters for president now. Because the vetting process, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like I said, to the actual left, her voting record's clean. For Democrats, she's a Democrat. So, you know, blue no matter who. Right? Yeah. And then black people are going to come back. Because not only is she black, but I don't know where she's from. But she's at an age of black where all black people this age are country because they have some sort of southern ties. Like, yeah. All black people that old got some country in their system. And then, so run her for prez. And then again, like, the regular Democrats, they're vote blue no matter who. The real left, Nina Turner for vice president. Maxine Waters, Nina Turner, two dark-skinned black women on the ticket that will win.
They won't do it.
Nah, because they're not here to win. Because basically, the Democrats, they have their in-group, and they really don't give a fuck about anything outside the in-group. Anybody that gets primaried in and out, right? Like, Alan Grayson got in, got primaried, got out, then primaried someone back and got in. The insiders don't give a fuck about that. They don't care about that. The old 90s DLC heads, as long as their crew is in the center making money and kicking it and going to fancy dinner parties, yeah, they don't give a shit what happens. They're really just at work doing their job. They're just as apathetic as a motherfucker doing a job like I do. Like,
well,
yeah,
I don't even know that I would say they're apathetic. They are very, very corporate with their shit, and they just don't want people who aren't on that. Like, that's the real party line, is corporatism. It's not fucking civil rights, it's not gay rights, it's not trans rights. The fucking party line is corporatism, so fuck you if you're not here for the party line. And they have enough money to afford to lose, because when the Democratic Party loses and Republicans get in and shit gets even more fucked up, they don't give a fuck because they don't have to. They personally can afford to lose, even though the rest of us cannot, so fuck it.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
We have suffered discrimination. We have suffered isolation and undermining. But we stand up for America, oftentimes when others who think they are more patriotic, who say they are more patriotic, do not. When we fight against this president and we point out how dangerous he is for this society and for this country, we're fighting for the democracy. We're fighting for America. We're saying to those who say they're patriotic, but they turned a blind eye to the destruction that he's about to cause this country, you're not nearly as patriotic as we are.
So what does that mean, Bill? We've been listening all morning. We cannot.
Right, so that was Maxine Waters talking. And then Bill O'Reilly is going to say, and this is a shortened version of it. There's more, but it's really him repeating the same thing.
I didn't hear a word she said. I was looking at the James Brown wig.
Right, and he says the James Brown wig, and then, like, continuing on to that same segment, he's like, the shit she says, she means it. And she's, like, and, you know, hopefully she'll come when hell freezes over, maybe she'll come on the O'Reilly Factor. Right. And that's, again, like, you know, misgendering, you know, black women or men, you know, that whole business, and, make a James Brown joke, you know, like, that is expected. There's no surprise there. And again, like what I said before playing that audio, I just think it's, they're not gonna do it, but it would be very fucking smart for them to just run her for president right now. Start running her. You know. But, you know, they're not going to do that. So then, they continue, right? So that's Fox and Friends in the morning. This is, I'm pretty sure this is from The Five. If I remember right. Mm-hmm. Right? The Fox Five, which is, like 3 or 4 p.m. Dib-a-doop, skip-bop, ba-flibbity-doo. All right, here we go.
So we're going to move on to a different topic now. Maxine Waters. I find her highly entertaining. Highly entertaining. You never know what she's going to say, what's going to come out.
Now, he's saying God damn it. She's saying she finds Maxine Waters highly entertaining. Again, like, before I moved to Illinois, I watched The Five almost every fucking day, because that was just when I got off work. And while I'm doing show prep, I like to have The Five playing so I can actually know what Fox News is saying, mm-hmm. instead of being like niggas like Tariq Nasheed and be like, they're trying to take Bill Cosby down, when I'm over here like while he's saying that, I'm actually looking at them defending Bill Cosby on The Five.
Yep.
Like, dedicated most of the episode to that. You know, All right, so fucking, so yeah,
I find her highly entertaining. Highly entertaining. You never know what she's going to say, what's going to come out of that lady's mouth.
Never.
So listen to what she was saying. This is a...
Also, I find her, like, intro to this very infantilizing. It's so... Look at that little Negro gal. She entertains me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, she's entertaining. You know. God damn it. And as much... Fuck that shit. All right, here we go.
I'm just gonna let her riff. Listen to this.
I'm just gonna let her riff. Like, I'm gonna give her permission.
Barney Frank is about to retire, and guess who's shaking in their boots? The too big to fail banks and financial institutions and all of Wall Street, because Maxine Waters is going to be the next chair of the Financial Services Committee.
Oh, nigga, Barney Frank was funny with the money.
I don't know.
You know what? He was on MSNBC, so he's probably corrupt. All right, here we go. I mean, that's not everybody. Not everyone on that gets featured on MSNBC is corrupt. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Frank was, because Frank is an old school cat, right? He's like late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, he's old and apathetic in the game.
If the Dems stay.
Well, see, that's just it. The Democrats would then have to win the majority in the House. And I haven't heard many professional prognosticators say that there's really a good possibility that's going to happen.
Oh, my fucking God. Steve Doocy just bugs me with his face and his words and his existence. Okay, so fuck professional prognosticators. Just fucking... look at the fact that Democrats aren't trying to win. That's it. Like, no, Democrats have said fuck all about the fucking, what the fuck is it called? The people that have the real vote. Electoral College.
Electoral College, right? And superdelegates.
It's, and of course they're not going to do superdelegates, right? Fucking, nothing about the Electoral College, which is, they know, gives fucking states with lower populations more electors than states like California, New York with higher populations, and more people to be represented by so-called representatives. Yeah. And then what they're also, no Democrat is opening their face to say fucking goddamn it shit about the gerrymandered motherfucker districts. Mm. They ain't saying shit. What are you hearing, though? Russia, Bernie Bros, the far left, Jill Stein.
And then some more Russia again.
Like, holy shit. You don't like the people voting for Jill Stein? Earn their vote.
They don't have to earn their vote. And, like, literally that's all they do, is they just wait for the Republicans to fuck it up so bad that people are like, oh my fucking God, all right, that's it, I'm voting blue. Because it can't be this bad.
Yep. That's all this really is. Like, the Democrats, quite frankly, they're happy as fuck Trump's in, because now they can just waltz in with the next corporate jack-knuckled fuckstick they throw in there. But you know what? I was about to open up my face and say in the days of privately owned social media, not as easy, because people that think alike find each other and talk now, but let's not forget what they did, because, I mean... And somebody brought it up on another program, The Humanist Report. They brought it up from what Caitlin Johnstone wrote, where it was that reminder that the Hillary campaign did use child pornography to shut down Facebook Bernie groups. Yeah. I know. Now, if you're somebody that's new to the wine cellar, hey, congratulations on leaving your fucking echo chamber. You just heard something that's true that you never heard before, because your echo chamber doesn't talk about that.
Yep.
The Clinton campaign used child pornography to get Bernie Sanders groups and pages closed down.
Yep.
All right. So that says a lot about the character of the person that would run that kind of campaign, yeah.
Also, I don't even know how we would do it, but we should almost do a follow-up and see if anybody faced any type of consequences because of that. Be like, because you know how it is on the internet, like, oh, you're in a group where they're sharing child porn, let's email your employer and see what your employer thinks about
it. Oh, shit.
Like, that kind of shit. Like, I don't even know how to begin to do that, but I do wonder if there were, like, offline consequences as well for that.
Yeah, when they should be going to fucking David Brock for that shit, because that's who Hillary put ahead of the internet wing of the fucking campaign, and then dumped a couple mil on him to go handle that. Now, so that's why they're probably not too worried about the internet, because, again, that gives Democrats incentive to be in favor of us not having what little bit of net neutrality we have left. Mm-hmm. Get rid of net neutrality. Stop talking to each other and only watch MSNBC. Well, only listen to what
else? I mean, well, they don't have to care about the internet, though, because people do get into those echo chambers and will not get out, like, for anything. Hmm. So they're okay with it, either way. Whether we keep net neutrality or not, because people will not leave their echo chambers. People will not stop with the corporate-sponsored media.
People have their echo chamber conversation groups, but they won't be able to, without net neutrality, they won't be able to access media like this.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not sure. I think that the Democrats are too arrogant to care as much about net neutrality. Yeah. Be like, well, I mean, if we feel like it, if it becomes an issue later, we'll go out of our way to revoke it. But right now, let them go listen to the wine cellar, because they're still going to vote blue no matter who.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that the majority of the folks that tune in did. All right, so this segment was about Fox News talking about Maxine Waters. All right, but Steve Ducey said words, and then yes. I had to talk again.
Yes.
Meanwhile, here's another little entertaining excerpt from Maxine Waters. Remember, she was in ethics trouble, helped her buddies on the ethics committee, kind of hid that under the rug.
I like that he doesn't say what the actual story is, though, because I don't even know what the fuck that story is, because there probably isn't one, or it's probably a non-story. Right? And if it is, it was probably just, she probably had to get her hands do it dirty, doing some Democrat shit, still has a clean voting record.
Here she is, taking a shot at Republicans, and notice what she refers to Republicans as.
We've got to take back the House. I saw pictures of Boehner and Cantor on our screens. Don't ever let me see again in life those Republicans in our hall on our screens talking about anything. These are demons.
What you didn't see is the pictures of that. They had like little.
That's funny as hell to me. They actually, you know what? I think it's only funny to me that they have to play faux outrage now, and this grown-ass adult sitting on this couch is doing demon horns on her own fucking head.
Mm. Well, like, and that's also, to me, I would assume just because of her age and probably being country, that is her Maxine Waters vernacular to say, like, they're demons. And they're, like, thinking it's hysterical, but where are they when Alex Jones be calling people demons and aliens and lizard people and
Globalists who don't die. That nigga did say Trump could cure death.
He said Trump could cure death, but he also said, like, the globalists are making, like, like medical advances so they can put in like medical engineering parts in your body so it heals itself and you don't die, and they're replacing all their human parts with like machine parts. Oh, like some fucking Terminator shit. But you know, because Maxine Waters said that though, where it doesn't appear she literally meant like demons from hell, whereas Alex Jones very specifically said he meant demons from hell. Lady Gaga's performing a satanic ritual at the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh man, fucking our neighbors, Tom and Cecil of the Cognitive Dissonance Program, they fucking, they covered the one late last year where he said he wants access to the spaceships because they're all going to leave us here to die.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Little devil.
There's something easy to do here. Maxine Waters never wants to see Cantor and Boehner on her screens, her TV screens. I got a suggestion. Mr. Speaker, cut off her cable. Or just cut off her cable and you won't be on her screen, you demon. Can I put something out?
I don't get that joke. Like, unless it's just a racist joke where it's like, oh, you know, she didn't pay her bill, cut off her cable. Like, I don't fucking get it beyond that. Like, cut off her what? Her microphone? Because microphones aren't visual. I don't know.
Because she saw people on TV she didn't like. So cable is apparently the only place you can access that. Not YouTube.
Well,
not news sites.
Maybe microphones are visual. They have the word micro in it, kind of like microwaves. Yeah, so there's chips in it that can actually turn it into a camera. That's going on.
This is also the same congresswoman who a year ago said that President Obama should line up the gangsters and tax the bankers out of existence. Great.
Yeah. Is that an actual verbatim quote? Line up the gangsters and tax the bankers out of existence?
I mean, but so tax the bankers out of existence. I don't give a fuck. Like, what?
Line up the gangsters?
And it's funny, because as you're doing that, I am reading about her ethics issue, which apparently was a non-issue.
Oh, she called the banksters gangsters.
Oh, good for her!
So he tried to frame it as, like, Obama go in the hood and get scary black men. Fucking Eric Bolling's a fucking scumbag.
Like, at what point does it go from dog whistles to fucking bullhorns?
It's been there. It never went there. You know what it is? They tried to dog whistle and it never worked because if everybody knows what you're saying, then it's not a fucking secret. It's like when people in the social networks be like, oh, why you try to sneak diss me? And it's like, well, if you knew it was, then it wasn't a sneak. The fuck you talking about? It's not a subliminal diss if you get it.
And she is like Barack Obama regarding the gas companies a couple of years ago. She points out that if the Democrats take back the House and Barney Frank is going to retire, right, she's the senior most member. She variably could be leadership in financial services.
Sure.
Who thinks that we should tax the bankers out of existence?
She definitely brings.
What is going on in California? What? How's this?
She's arguably a leftist. That's what's going on.
Mm. A congresswoman. You saw what happened to Whitney Houston. Step away from the crack pipe. Step away from the Xanax. Away from the Lorazepam because it's going to get you in trouble.
I how the white people are laughing, like, oh, good one, man. Yeah. What? Racist dog whistle, good one.
See, but that wasn't a dog whistle. He said gangsters, and he said crack pipe, and then he threw in the ageism with, what, Xanax and some other shit that I can't pronounce with the...
And then, of course, adding Whitney Houston into it just to solidify it.
Yeah, because it's funny. It's funny.
It's funny.
Jesus Christ. These fucking fuckers. Where are we at here? God damn it. You know what? 58 minutes. That's good wine cellar for you. I'm going to post this one to Patreon instead of Blog Talk Radio. And then I'm going to see if... Because Patreon says it has an audio RSS link. And RSS means podcast. So that means I might be able to link it to the Blog Talk Radio. And then that's how it'll get to iTunes and stuff. But then that way, and I'm going to make this the paid post for the month, so that'll charge folks that are signed up for the Patreon. Thank you, motherfuckers. And the most recent sign up, I've been saying, was Lydia Terry. recently signed the funk up. Right? Okay, so WineCellarMedia.com, Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, right? And I'm still in the warehouse, right? Oh yeah, and GoFundMe.com/PhoenixAndWilliam, yeah, because I need my tax return. And I'm in the warehouse trying to get the darn promotion, working with the machines. Oh, a lot of that shit is paperwork, you know. But I think the main thing is it's the responsibility for keeping the line going. Because if you can't, if you fuck up on the machine, then you slow down the motion of the product. And then you might not hit the 80% goal. And then the client doesn't like that. And the client will move their business to another warehouse. So that's the factor with being a machine operator. Because like particularly where I am, I have three separate machines running 108 units of product every 60 seconds.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So the thing is, so I can't fuck that up. Even if you fuck up one and you fuck it up for 5 minutes, that's for a 5 rounds of 60 seconds, 108 units of product are not moving. Mm. Right? So yeah. So there is that responsibility, accountability factor to it, because I need to play my part in creating garbage food-like products wrapped in plastic that's gonna go fill up a landfill so that I can have a roof, because we're forced to engage in this capitalist system. Yes. And I would strongly prefer that you all sign up for the Patreon so that I can leave that and engage capitalism like this by talking shit about it and its political processes. All right.
And
what up,
we also tomorrow have to cover the April Ryan thing.
April Ryan.
Yes, is a White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks, and Sean Spicer felt the need to single her out to tell her she was being inappropriate for shaking her head when she didn't like something he said during a press conference today. He said, don't, and she's a black woman, of course. He said, don't shake your head, April.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Give me a glass. Just give me that bottle.